Canva presents unexplained appearances. It was an ordinary workday until...
That presentation appeared out of thin air.
Also, it's eerily on brand.
Wait, did that agenda just write itself?
Words appear, making this unexplainable case...
Unexplainable? It's Canva's AI tools.
I can generate slides and words in seconds.
Really? The real mystery is why I'm only learning this now.
Canva.com. Designed for work.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. This is Nelson John, wishing all our listeners a safe, colorful, and happy Holi. It's Monday, March 25th, 2024. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
What truly makes us happy? And how do we measure it? While happiness can feel like a deeply personal experience, varying greatly from one person to the next, there is an attempt to quantify on a global scale every year. And in this pursuit of measuring happiness, it turns out India hasn't scored too well. India ranked 126th out of 143 nations surveyed in the World Happiness Report 2024. A partnership between consulting and research firm Gallup and the Oxford Wellbeing Research Center and the UN Sustainable Development Solutions Network, the report looks at six variables, including per capita gross domestic product, GDP, social support, healthy life expectancy, freedom, generosity, and corruption. Mint's national editor N. Madhavan breaks down the report which deemed Finland as the happiest country in the world. India fared poorly on most parameters. The rankings are also being questioned by many for having countries struck in deep economic crisis and geopolitical conflicts getting a higher rank than India. What do you think when you think of India's postal services? Is it just letters and parcels? Think again. India Post is making waves in an unexpected area, life insurance. The 140-year-old postal life insurance scheme has seen a growth spurt of 14.5% this financial year, outperforming the entire insurance industry for the first time since FY21. Apart from the trust in a state-run insurance plan, there are other factors driving the growth in life insurance for postal services. Ms. Dhirendra Kumar writes about how the growth is also being driven by a digital overhaul, making premium payments and claim settlements a breeze online. While the private sector and the life insurance corporations are facing their own challenges, the postal department's life and rural insurance schemes are thriving, with nearly 16% growth. This growth comes in a market that's still ripe for the picking, given India's low insurance penetration compared to global averages. Starting up a business may be a dream for many, including celebrities and those in showbiz. But scaling it up and making it big, that's where the plot thickens. Many movie stars and sports icons ventured into launching their own brands. But a few years into the business, they hand over the reins to bigger companies. Mint startup reporter Priyamvada C. spoke to industry insiders who see more celebrity-led brands being acquired by bigger, professionally-run businesses. Big names like Alia Bhatt, Masaba Gupta, and Hrithik Roshan have already seen their brands acquired by retail giants. While celebrity involvement can add credibility and market pull, the success of these brands hinges on more than just a big name. Rising customer acquisition costs and market saturation pose challenges, and the alignment with larger entities offer a chance to expand beyond. In a bold move to draw more global investors into India's infrastructure projects, the Indian government is setting its sights on auctioning off completed road projects directly to private sector infrastructure investment trusts or InvITs, leaving traditional bidders like sovereign wealth funds on the sidelines. This strategic shift aims to funnel global investments into the country's roadways through InvITs. InvITs are entities similar to mutual funds but focused on infrastructure, offering a modern avenue to finance projects like highways. Mint's infrastructure editor Subhash Narayan reports on the move that comes as part of a broader effort to boost investments in India's infrastructure. As the election season heats up with the 2024 Lok Sabha elections just around the corner, an unlikely set of candidates are readying for a popular surge. FMCG companies. With political rallies and large gatherings becoming more frequent, there is a notable increase in the consumption of packaged snacks and drinks. Parley Products and the Gujarat Cooperative Milk Marketing Federation, GCMMF, known for the Amul brand, are among those preparing for this uptick. Mint's FMCG correspondent, Sunira Tandon, spoke to industry executives to examine the effect of elections on demand for consumer companies. Krishna Rao Budha, senior category head at Parley, told Sunira that a rise in disposable income for people with political parties doling out money and freebies result in a positive impact for FMCG companies. To read any of these stories in today's podcast, please click the links in the show notes. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening. Top of the Morning will be taking a break tomorrow on the occasion of Holi. We'll be back on Wednesday with a fresh episode. Have a festive weekend ahead.
Top of the Morning by Mint.